Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Lee Sterling joins us now. His team, Miami, beat an Ole Miss team from the SEC last night. I still think they should have called pass interference on the final play, Lee, but I think the better team won. Lee, are you there?
I'm not going to disagree with you. Oh, okay. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can't. Sorry. You were pausing there for effect. Here's the other thing. It's not the NFL, so the ball's not going to get placed at the one-yard line. So it's not like Ole Miss was just a shoo-in to score a touchdown anyhow. But you got to be – you probably didn't even sleep last night.
I slept about 2.5 hours. it's like a dream. So my nephew has planned a wedding for this weekend in Jupiter, and his comment to me was when he planned the wedding, well, at least we don't have to worry about watching either of our teams. So I'll be watching the game at Hard Rock in 10 days. He's going on his honeymoon to South Africa. He's going to have to find a way to watch it somehow on a computer. So what a game. That's why we love college football. I mean, there was so many moments in that game back and forth. You know, Miami with the drop, four dropped interceptions, Ole Miss coming back. I mean, when they really didn't even touch the ball in the first half at all. So Trinidad Chambliss, he might have worked his way into an early day two pick now. So he looks better to me than Dante Moore right now, and maybe even Fernando Mendoza.
I mean, he can move. There's no question about it. On now to this weekend's games. In the NFL, what path might the Steelers take if they're able to beat Houston? Will they beat Houston? We'll start with Buffalo on the road in Jacksonville, which, Lee, I expect to be the most entertaining game of the weekend. Buffalo, a slight favorite despite playing in Duval County.
That is just such a farce they come up with that. I mean, I know that they feel disrespected, that no one even knows, you know, what county they're in, so they made it up. You know, they're not the 305. They're barely even considered in part of Florida. It's Miami and Tampa. They came around way, way late. Great story this year. They went from way out of the playoffs to being a top, you know, one of the top seeds here. Problem is, they got to face a team. All of a sudden, Josh Allen's saying, well, no Patrick Mahomes. Jacksonville's going to have to run the ball and run it effectively. The key is you got to run it on Buffalo, go off tackle, eat up the clock, kind of like Miami did last night, keep Josh Allen off the field. The problem is the stats are pretty similar, except for Josh Allen in their game last year. Ran for 7 yards a carry. I don't think he can be stopped here. I like Buffalo. I think Buffalo, two dangerous teams, Buffalo and Houston here. Buffalo, I'm going to take them here. Lay the 1 point. Bet it now. I think this line's going to close 2.5. Buffalo, 31-21.
Lee, I'm going to get into some of the biggest storylines in the NFL playoffs coming up next, and I'll give my Super Bowl pick, and I'm sure people are just on the edge of their seats waiting for those things. Do you think if Buffalo should lose this game that McDermott should get the axe like Harbaugh?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that Mike Tomlin would have been let go if they lost that game last week?
I don't think he would have been let go.
They would have worked out a buyout?
I think there's a chance he wouldn't be the coach. And for me, if they lost this game, I would let him go. Right. But I think unless he walks away, he'll be the guy here next year.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
Yeah, I think McDermott's done if they lose this game. Yep.
Moving on to New England against the Chargers. Go, Chargers, go. I can't fathom the idea of New England advancing in these playoffs and potentially representing the AFC for the Super Bowl. It would just make me sick, but they're a 3.5-point favorite, and I feel pretty good about them beating the Chargers. What say you?
I don't know if you know this. So going to games in the 60s and 70s in Miami, I'll never forget this. One time I looked at my dad. There was the time they were the Boston Patriots. They scored a touchdown. There was one single guy flying a pennant when they scored. And I said, we finally found our first, you know, Patriots fan. They didn't have any fans, really, until this run with Tom Brady. It's a nice story. You know, they're you know, came from nowhere. They didn't play anyone. Maybe one of the worst schedules we've ever seen them navigate themselves through. Drake May, another great story. He's going to be a good quarterback. Everyone's talking about the Chargers, you know, injuries on the offensive line. Everywhere else, they're just better than New England, and you can't make up for experience in the playoffs here. New England might have their time, but not this year. Justin Herbert gets it done. I like the Chargers here, 28-24.
All right, the granddaddy of them all, Houston in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have not lost a Monday Night Football game at home. And since I was in diapers and Nicholas Harry Callis, our producer, was in his father's loins. So what do you think happens in this one at the ACK on Monday, Lee?
It's going to be tough here. You might need a diaper after this game. C.J. Stroud here, 7-2 record against the AFC this season. Solid 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions here. We know Pittsburgh's secondary. They can't guard a parked car right now. And Houston wide receivers, very underrated here. You got to be honest. I mean, they got guys on the practice squad that would play and maybe even start for the Steelers this year, someone like Braxton Berrios. So did a great job through the draft here, picking two guys in the second and third round here. Their special teams are excellent here, maybe as good as Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going to have to find a way to win the turnover battle, maybe not by one, maybe by two, get a couple deflected passes. That short passing game, obviously, to Jaylen Warren. Kenneth Gainwell is going to have to be just incredible here. I know they have the home field advantage, but I think it's over the season. I like Houston here, 24-14.
All right, well, go Oregon or Indiana. I hope Miami loses. Lee, you're the man. Thank you so much for the time, as always. Check Lee out
ACC.
On
ACC. Wait, Adam. Adam.
Yes.
To ACC. You got to root for the ACC.
See, I've always hated that crap. Like, when Pitt and West Virginia were in the Big East together, like, I didn't want Pitt to win the Fiesta Bowl against Utah because I go Big East.
Yeah, but that was your rival. This is the ACC. I mean, we were on the verge of being broken up this year. You know, Miami, North Carolina, Duke, they could have been going to the Big Ten. At least this, you know, delays it for a year or two.
That's right. It'll just delay it. Check Lee out, ParamountSports.com. Lee, you're the best. Thanks, buddy.
You too, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
You too.